I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. We are into the final weekend of the OHL regular season before the holiday break, but there is still plenty of action to check out on OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a veteran who's in the middle of a battle in the Midwest Division and the Western Conference in the Ontario Hockey League. But first, this week's Kojiko OHL Player of the Week is Nick Lardis of the Brantford Bulldogs. The third-round pick of the Chicago Blackhawks in the 2023 National Hockey League Entry Draft had 5 goals and 2 assists for 7 points in 3 games last week, helping the Bulldogs earn 5 out of a possible 6 points. Originally chosen as a first-round pick, 6th overall by the Peterborough Petes in the 2021 OHL Priority Selection, he's picked up a total of 137 points in 160 regular season games between the Petes and the Bulldogs, helping the Brantford Bulldogs move up the standings in the Eastern Conference. Meantime, a team on the rise in the Western Conference has been the Owen Sound Attack, and among their leaders, Cedric Gagnon. He is a draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens, and as we chatted this week, I asked him to reflect on his time as now a veteran with the Attack. Well, Cedric, we'll start things out. You're a veteran now in Owen Sound. Does it feel like kind of time's flying a little bit? Officially, you could say 4 years as a member of the Owen Sound Attack organization. Does it feel like indeed it's kind of time's flying?
It's crazy, honestly. It's hard to even acknowledge that where I'm at right now in my junior career. Time's been flying. I've been had a lot of great teammates along the way and everything, and that has a big part of it. So,
as time has gone by here, going back to even when you were selected by the Attack, what piece of advice would you have given yourself back then that you know now?
Just that hard work pays off. As cliche as it is, it's crazy how you learn a lot in the OHL, but that learning is doesn't come without hard work, right? You can only apply it when you really put the work into it and everything. So I think for a guy like me, that learned a bunch at the start. I just tell myself that it was all worth it, and just the hard work, right, is probably the biggest thing to just keep in mind.
What's it been like living in Owen Sound for 8 months of the year, a smaller community in the Ontario Hockey League, but we know it's a passionate fan base?
Oh, it's great. It's such a passionate town, like you said. It's, we don't have that many seats in the rink, but it feels like there's 20,000 people every night in that arena, right? The fans are great. They're loud. They're passionate. It's been great being Owen Sound, right? So just a combination of everything, great teammates, great coaches that helped me make it comfortable here.
How long did it take you to learn the strange bounces off the boards?
Not too long, actually. Get a couple of practices in, and it's crazy how much kick there is to those boards. So the baseball bounce, they call it, right?
You came out of Ottawa area and playing your minor hockey there, including playing on an 18U team before you came to the Ontario Hockey League. Did that help in a way because you were playing against guys who were a couple years older already?
Yeah. Honestly, it's a good way of getting used to playing against older guys. Just being called up to that junior A team too back in Rockland was helpful. Just getting practices in against older guys kind of gave me an idea what it's like to battle against guys who are stronger and older than me. So it was kind of a good way to get into OHL.
One of your minor hockey teammates was Charlie Schenkel, the goalie up in the Sioux. I know you don't get a chance to see him that often, but you'd try to see if you can find his spots, and he maybe tries to figure out where you're going to shoot.
Yeah, no, it's we've played them once so far, able to get a goal on him. So I kind of bragged that to him after. No, it's pretty good, pretty cool playing against old teammates, and especially Charlie's great goaltender, great person too, right? So it was a great teammate back then. So it's always fun battling against these guys. So it just kind of sucks he's that far out. So
drafted by the Montreal Canadiens back in 2022, what have you learned just being around that organization, going to camps, things like that so far?
Oh, it's great. Just being so close to it in the summer, I was able to train there this summer. So just being around their guys, their staff, their players, it's really good. I learned a lot, and it's obviously a good good thing to have in the summer to be able to go there and train.
Of course, the draft, your draft was in Montreal, so not far from home, selected by the hometown team. I know time has gone by. We're about 18 months since, but even now, do you sort of look back on that day and just like how cool that all was?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's just that feeling hearing your name, your heart kind of drops, kind of get a little moment where you picture everything that you worked for, right? You worked to get drafted. So, I kind of saw my whole path flash when I heard my name, and I went down there and grabbed the jersey. So it was awesome. And then after that, you know, it's just it's gone by fast. Where 2.5 seasons now since the draft, so it's really gone by fast. And right, just so keep I just got to keep working hard, and hopefully things happen for me. So.
Let's go back to Owen Sound quickly in the attack, 7-3 in the last 10, as you and I talk. What have you found has sort of helped this club move up the standings after what I'm sure you guys would admit was maybe a bit of an underachieving start?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it's just getting chemistry and just getting everything. Starting games on time, just work ethic, everything. Started from our practices. We've been having really good practices and everything, and as soon as we started practicing harder, I think the results on the ice got better. So,
did maybe take a little bit too, because there were a bunch of guys away at camp, so you don't want to use that as an excuse, but maybe just took that little bit extra compared to the previous 2 years where you guys were all together right from the start of camp.
Yeah, it's training camp is obviously it's obviously a battle, right? But it's a good time for all the boys to get all together, you know, just build on our team bonding and everything. So yeah, I know it was great. Training camp is great, but it's just great to think that we're 30 games in the season, right? Since that, so it's gone by fast. And I think when you look back at training camp, a lot of us have matured, grown as individuals, and our games got better, right? So that's obviously what we want to see.
That was Cedric Gagnon, forward of the Owen Sound Attack, a draft choice of the Montreal Canadiens. A look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings sees Baie-Comeau of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League atop the standings, and then the Kitchener Rangers now settling in at the number 2 spot. The Sioux Greyhounds are number 4, and Saginaw Spirit coming in at number 6 this week. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.